We are no surprised by what is now happening in the Americas because we had similar problems in French Polynesia. Once the first cases were declared in Brazil, it's not surprising that severe complications or severe trouble are now described in Brazil. We think that this problem will probably spread in all the American countries in which mosquito can transmit Zika.
What difference, therefore, do you think it will make to the treatment of Zika and, more importantly, the prevention of infection by declaring it an international public health threat?
The only way to prevent Zika is prevention for mosquito bites, that's all. Especially for high-risk population. Now we know that the high-risk population is the pregnant woman. Now there are new recommendations from the CDC or other institutions that recommend, if possible, to delay project of pregnancy for women that are living in endemic area. And they also recommend postponing travel in endemic area for people living, for example, in America or Europe. In French Polynesia, the problem is finished because the circulation of Zika is finished. But for the French territories, the problem is now Zika is circulating in the French West Indies and the Caribbean.
From your experience in French Polynesia of dealing with the Zika virus, how do you think you can help other countries and particularly the WHO in dealing with the crisis elsewhere in the world? What do you know that you can tell them?
The main problem we had in French Polynesia was Guillain-Barré syndrome to manage the people in intensive care units because it's a very dangerous complication. But I don't know if in Brazil, in all remote countries of the South and Central America, there are enough intensive care units to manage these people. It will be for them a big challenge because the neurological complication we had in French Polynesia. But the big recommendation is to manage, implement diagnosis for pregnant women, to implement the follow-up of the newborns, because now we know the complication for newborns is microcephaly, but it's possible that other complications will be described in newborns. To date, we don't know. But which is important is to implement follow-up of the newborns.
So what you have recorded in French Polynesia is a higher than normal expected number of cases involving microcephaly, also a higher than would be normally expected number of cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. But what you don't know is if there is a direct link between the Zika virus and those two conditions. Am I correct?
For Guillain-Barré syndrome, we have laboratory data that suggests that the link is confirmed. We will submit a publication this month.
So therefore, to come back to the emergency that has been declared by the World Health Organization, we don't know yet if there is a link between Zika and these cases of microcephaly recorded in French Polynesia and now in Brazil, but you are saying you are satisfied there is a link with the Guillain-Barré syndrome, the neurological disorder?
Yes, with Zika and Guillain-Barré syndrome. The links with Zika and microcephaly in French Polynesia is under investigation.
Do you suspect that there is a link, or do you think it could in the end turn out to be a coincidence?
For microcephaly, we think that the link is sure. But we had a few number of cases of microcephaly in French Polynesia because it is a small country. But with the increasing number of microcephaly in Brazil, the new data about the laboratory investigation in Brazil, I think that the links will be confirmed in Brazil.